The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone comes from the dead and goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In our lectionary cycle, every Sunday there is typically a thematic connection between the first reading and the gospel. Sometimes the second reading fits in there too, but that's simply a bonus. Today, this is important, I think, to help us understand the significance of Jesus' parable of the rich man and Lazarus. We hear a familiar story, one of contrasts, in which the rich man dressed opulently, living well, and dining sumptuously each day. And Lazarus, covered in sores, where did they come from? Poor, hungry, and alone. After they die, we see the expected reversal of roles that we have come to see with regard to the kingdom of heaven. Lazarus in comfort, and the rich man in torment. The easy lesson that we can draw from this is that we should be mindful of the poor and care for them. What was the rich man's failure? Being wealthy? Certainly not. Being rich is not a sin. It is not wrong to have wealth. Notice that we never hear that Lazarus wants to live in the man's house or wear his clothes or even eat at his table. He was happy just to have the scraps that fell from the table. And Jesus does not flatly praise Lazarus's poverty here either. Certainly, Christ has a preference for the poor, but in and of itself, poverty is not praiseworthy. Here is where the first reading's connection gives me a sense of what the lesson is for us today. The prophet Amos begins, "Woe to the complacent in Zion." The complacent. When we are complacent, we are satisfied, even self-satisfied, happy with our way of life, our opinions, our culture, our perspectives. This complacency then closes us off to others, even leading us to dismiss them. And this is what was so wrong with the rich man. He knew Lazarus. Notice that he calls him by name in his appeal to Abraham. He knows who this guy is. This guy was that poor man who sat outside my house. In life, even with their economic contrasts, they were very near to one another. Now, there is a chasm forged by complacency. I think that this is the lesson for us today, especially given the social woes that we are facing in our city, in our nation, and in our world. We become complacent and accept the fact that that's just the way it is. What is the remedy for this complacency? Because I feel myself affected by it as well. I believe that it is understanding and dialogue. It is getting to know one another's stories rather than simply taking on an easy label. Never, never accept a label in the place of a story. We all have them. In fact, there was a story behind each one of Lazarus's sores, behind Lazarus himself. He was more than a label, and so are we. This is what life is like, a story of stories. Every one of us has them, and our community is forged as those stories intersect. In our nation, we can grow closer by listening to them. In our own neighborhoods, we can grow closer to those in need and those who are marginalized by seeking to know their stories. As a parish, we are blessed to serve the poor both locally and globally, and we should be proud of that fact. Through our parish's St. Vincent de Paul ministry, we are able to reach out to our neighbors, literally at our doorsteps, and help them when they need assistance the most. Our fellow parishioners who share in this mystery can tell you stories about those people, the ones whom society would rather simply label and then keep at arm's length. Through your support, financial and material, we become a source of comfort and dignity to these neighbors, real people with real stories. St. Vincent de Paul helps us to fight complacency. This is why, as a parish, we are committed to supporting both the ministry of St. Vincent de Paul Society and also our Haiti outreach to assist our neighbors both near and far. Talk to our friends who participate in these ministries, and you will learn about how we are literally clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, instructing the ignorant, and visiting the sick. These stories will raise your hearts. It's easy to label someone and then dismiss them. That was the sin of the rich man. That is what created the vast chasm that could not be crossed. In our life here, there is no such chasm unless we put it there. We still have the chance to listen to and reach out to one another. So with attention to these stories, we can become even better evangelizers. Listen to your brothers and sisters who have fallen away. Understand their pain, their confusion, their fear. Only then can you bring Jesus' saving love into their lives. We must earn the right to share the gospel with our hurting brothers and sisters. Only then do we bring Christ's love to them. And it is He who listens to your story and then makes you part of His story. We are part of Christ's story of serving the poor, of reaching out to them. All of us are part of that story when we support our ministries of outreach. And we can be proud of that. We should commit ourselves to doing that. May we always be open to learn more about our brothers and sisters so we can see them included in this wonderful story of our salvation.